This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We welcome back, of course, our dear friend, Mark Goldman, CEO, the man that runs Goldman McCormick. He's a managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator, and we're always so excited because he always brings us great, great stories. We've had a great year with you, another fabulous year right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. And Mark, what great stories do you have for us today?
Well, you know what? We start off with the first one. Texas activists turn in signatures to put marijuana discrimination on Austin's 2022 ballot. Now, Frankie, have you ever been to Austin, Texas?
No.
Austin, Texas is a super liberal, fun town. It's a lot of hippies. Their slogan is Keep Austin Weird, and that goes on all their shirts and stickers and shot glasses and everything you'd possibly imagine. They're a great, funky city, kind of like Woodstock, and you would think marijuana was decriminalized 100,000 years ago over there just because
one would think that, yes.
Great city it was, you know. So anyway, Texas activists recently turned into signatures, to place marijuana decriminalization initiative on Austin's 2022 ballot. A progressive organization known as Ground Game Texas was established earlier this year and submitted more than 30,000 signatures to qualify the local measure to go before voters in the May 7th election year. So this is very, very exciting. Hopefully, Austin will have marijuana decriminalization on, in the town soon.
So what exactly does that mean, Mark? Real quickly, what does that mean?
If you're caught with
or former prior conviction, it will be dismissed?
Well, you know what? Well, Austin, as well as other Texas cities like Dallas, Frankie, have already independently enacted law enforcement policy changes aimed at reducing arrests for cannabis-related offenses by issuing citations and summons. The Austin Freedom Act of 2021 would take the reform kind of a step further. The initiative seeks to end all arrests and citations for misdemeanor marijuana possession within Texas' capital city, of course, Austin. It also said police cannot issue citations for paraphernalia or really of anything in possession here. So that's really, really good. And that's really kind of what it breaks down to.
Yeah, that's really huge. Absolutely. I love it.
You know, when you walk down Austin streets, you see a lot of people smoking regardless. So this would, you know, if they got caught, this would just kind of decriminalize it and go away, which is great.
Yeah, yes. And I know that Austin is a very booming market right now. Housing, you can't even find housing that's affordable anymore. It's gotten so out of control.
It's a very young nice there. They have a ton of restaurants, a ton of young people, and all their houses.
Yeah, the millennial. It's
so
like
cool.
Millennial
it's
Haven.
Different.
Yeah, Millennial Haven is there. It really is. I have a friend whose son relocated there, and all the young people, and he's having the best time of his life, the best time. And
absolutely.
Then I have an old hippy-dippy friend who runs the American Botanical Society who's there, and he's got the long beard, and he's an old hippie, and he loves it there. So you're right, it's extremes.
Yeah, you know, my cousins moved there. They actually opened up a chain of restaurants and, like the quickie restaurants, and they love it over there. It's great.
Yeah. Big up and coming. Well, I love your story number three, the Israel study that gives encouragement and guidance to cannabis for autism efforts. We've got to get to that story. I couldn't wait, really.
Absolutely. You know, when I read this, I was just really, really happy about this. So, and Israel does a lot of studies and a lot of different things. So this is a wonderful thing. So Israeli scientists, Frankie, are reporting that they made autistic mice more sociable and less obsessive by giving them cannabis products. The study could change the direction of efforts to use cannabis to treat this disorder, the researchers say, as it suggests that the wrong compound form, the plant is currently the subject really of the focus. Autistic patients who are in, you know, informally self-prescribing and trials currently underway, most have used CBD, right?
Yeah.
And this really kind of avoids the high. But what they're going to be trying to do instead of using CBD is potentially THC, which is, you know, very, very interesting. Actually, on just recently, CNN ran an interview with a mother who said she's getting her boy back thanks to CBD and other products like that. So. Really good.
I love this story. This is such a cool story. And just think about the ramifications. Just think about this, because this disorder is affecting so many. 1 in 44 children, mostly boys, although it does affect young girls, as you know, girls as well, but mostly boys. And what a difference it could make. And also on the spectrum, you know, that there are so many that are so inward and shy and painfully shy. And anyone that is painfully shy, I mean, this might not change the personality, but basically help them cope and get a little more comfortable within themselves. Isn't that what it's all about, is the balance of life?
Absolutely. Just becoming a little more sociable and a little, you know, just a little less, maybe I guess OCD, if you want to call it that. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, I'm kind of thanking Israel today for doing this study.
I love the fact that Israel has been doing all of these amazing studies for so many years, and Spain too. They're just the leaders, pioneers.
And you know what?
Another
You've been saying for years, Frankie, that CBD helps everything. It helps all, really,
absolutely.
Right?
It really does. I love that CBD. I just love it. Okay. California, what's the second story that you had for us today that I jumped to the autism story, but let's go back to that one.
All right. California, Frankie, their pot company is warned of a impending industry collapse. Not good at all, because really they were the, you know, epicenter of everything. So leading California companies, cannabis companies, are warning Governor Gavin Newsom that the state's legal marijuana industry is on the verge of collapse. A letter signed by more than 24 executives and industry officials and advocates follow years of complaints about heavy taxes and regulation that they say make it impossible for legal companies to compete with the illegal market. You know what? I'm going to have to agree with that in a big, big way. From what I understand, allegedly, if you're still buying black market products, they're a lot cheaper than, you know, I guess on the book products, because they're not paying taxes. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. I don't think it's going to kill the industry, but it's definitely going to affect it.
I think so. Absolutely. Okay. Let's go to Congress now takes up marijuana reform this spring. What is this, Mark?
All right. Well, congressional Democrats are gearing up for a sweeping set of initiatives, Frankie, aimed at decriminalizing marijuana that they plan to take action on this spring. The federal proposals seek to establish 21st century banking services, which is huge, for the nearly $18 billion industry, and purge the criminal records of thousands of marijuana offenders. This banking thing is bigger than you could even know. Nearly 70% of Americans, Frankie, including roughly half Republicans, support legalization of marijuana, the memo noted, citing 2020 Gallup poll. This past year, so five states joined the allowing recreational marijuana, includes New Mexico, New Jersey, Virginia, Connecticut, as well as a wealth of policy ideas in Congress targeting an end of cannabis prohibition, the lawmakers say. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. 70% of Americans is great.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
But you know what, the banking part, if we could just go back to that, lot of businesses, if you own dispensaries, if you own marijuana or CBD-related industries, you're not really allowed to bank at your traditional bank, and this is a major problem here.
You know, this banking is a problem. It's a big problem. How are we ever going to get around this banking issue, Mark?
It's really, really bad. It's really horrible that, you know, if you want to use a bank and you have a legitimate business, what's the problem, you know?
Right. What's the problem? What is the problem?
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You have some other great stories, and you've brought us some amazing stories the whole year. Where do you want to go to next? What others? We have to take a quick break, so we'll wait on the next story. But when we come back, we will continue. Mark Goldman always bringing us cutting edge stories right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And you can get in touch with Mark and go ahead and give out all that information, Mark.
That's right. So it's GoldmanMcCormick.com. And check us out. Send us a note.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. Oh, this is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with awesome shows coming up in the future. Very excited about what we are doing on this show and very proud as well. So stay tuned as always wherever you listen, and we'll be back in a moment.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Joined today with Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick PR, managing partner. And Mark, welcome back as always. You've been such a fabulous, fabulous addition to this show, and I'm always so grateful for you with your wonderful stories, by the way. They're just terrific.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way,
go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that there's some, you know, this whole banking problem is a serious problem. And Visa is now warning cannabis industries as well. And that's a new report that just came out from Green Market Reports. So it's just, it's a real problem, Mark. It's a real, real problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And hopefully, you know, they'll find a solution to this sooner than later.
And by the way, Pfizer, breaking news, I just got this news. Pfizer is betting on medical cannabis. They just acquired a company. Guess how much they paid?
Billions.
$6.7 billion. $6.7 billion. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. So what other stories do you have for us?
Well, you know what? New York City, just about a half an hour from where I am right now, opened the first safe consumption site for illegal drugs in the U.S. It remains to be seen how the Biden administration has voiced support for harm reduction approaches in general will respond to this. So did you hear what this story is all about? And so they're opening, you know, up places in New York City where you could do, you know, really some heavy, heavy sort of drugs, illegal drugs, and, you know, not get busted or anything for it.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
They actually used to have these like methadone sort of things in Holland, you know, where people could do heroin and then they would come down from it.
I remember
it
that.
Okay.
Yeah. How did it work out? I don't think it was all that successful, if I remember correctly.
I can't imagine why anyone would want to do hardcore illegal drugs in the first place. But in the second place, I can't really imagine how safe that is, you know, because if they're having deaths or whatever else.
Right, right.
Like, you know what, I kind of understand the, you know, the MO kind of behind it. If you're all one place and, you know, there are protections there and whatever else, but I don't know. Overall, I don't know if it's a great idea, though, personally.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's going to be interesting because I think the supply chain is absolutely affecting this industry as well, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the supply chain is really affecting every industry. And, you know, this can't be good, you know, especially if we're going into lockdown or anything again, right? You know, where everybody's going to need their cannabis and their weed and their hemp and everything else.
Yes. And there's another story that I don't know if you saw this in your hunting around today, but Supernova is an organization formed by and for women of color, and they did it in 2015. And I never even heard of them, but it's a space for women of color in cannabis. I think it's absolutely fabulous. It's founded with the mission to foster community empowerment through holistic education, advocacy training, and skill acquisitions. They foster a safe space for hard conversations and will amplify the message of the constituents of the local, state, and national level. And good for them, good for them, good for them.
Absolutely. You know what, story I really like, Frankie, is, I'm not sure if you ever, you know, we know you haven't been to Austin. Have you been to Jamaica ever?
No, not to Jamaica.
I have never been there either, believe it or not. But anyway, Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness, they're launching a new Good Ganja Sense campaign to smash myths about cannabis and boost education. It features, pardon me, bus ads, a website, and a really a cool, catchy jingle. So, you know, when you get time, check out that Jamaica Good Ganja Sense campaign.
They've been so innovative. Good for them. Good for Jamaica.
I agree. I agree for sure. Another big story out there, really, Frankie, is a federal judge paused the deadline for filing pretrial motions in the case of alleged marine marijuana and money laundering operation involving public officials to give the defendants more time to review their evidence. Have you heard anything about this case at all?
No, not at all.
Kind of interesting, and, you know, obviously when it deals with marijuana, it deals with money laundering, so should be kind of interesting once this trial gets started.
2-1
Hey, Mark, I meant to mention on the Jamaica story, you haven't said a road trip in a while. That, I think, would be an absolutely fabulous opportunity to do our show from Jamaica. Wouldn't that be fun?
That sounds like a fantastic idea. You're making me crazy. You know that, right, Frankie?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, good stuff.
I have some connections in Jamaica, so we have to really look into this. Really, truly look into this. What's up? What's up next on the docket for today?
All right. Well, Kentucky, some more news there. The Kentucky Democratic Senator candidate, Charles Booker, tweeted, "When I get to Senate, I will file the legislation to finally legalize cannabis, and we'll call it the Gatewood Galbraith Justice and Healing Act." So, all right. Good for you, Mr. Candidate. Hopefully you do, you know, do that in Kentucky. Also, another story, Frankie, in the Pennsylvania Democratic gubernatorial, pardon me, candidate Josh Shapiro, currently the AG, the Attorney General, tweeted 60% of Pennsylvanians support marijuana legalization. Every second wasted of this is another second folks who possess small amounts of marijuana, spend, you know, a ton of time in jail, and, you know, let's get it done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think, in all seriousness, do you think that we will see legalization in the next 3 years? I would say.
Recreational. You know what? I really, really think we do. I think more politicians are getting with the program. And even the older ones who didn't believe it at first, you know, they're getting with the program. They realize that either marijuana and or CBD really help out people in a big, big way. And, you know, we shouldn't be locking people up for such, you know, for something natural.
I don't think we should, Mark. We should absolutely not be locking anybody up for using this plant in any form, because the truth is it has made such an impact, and it's obvious that Big Pharma and, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is not thrilled about this, and the alcohol beverage group are not thrilled about it as well. So it's going to be interesting to see 2022, what it brings. We thank you, though, for your continued support for Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey, Mark Goldman. Give us the website, how people can reach you, please.
Absolutely. It's GoldmanMcCormick.com.
And we are going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol.
the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. And we welcome back someone who has been so passionate about educating us about this plant. And he is the CEO of CAN, the number one selling THC-infused beverage in California. And it's reshaping social drinking with their microdosed non-alcoholic beverage that delivers a perfect, uplifting feeling every time, vegan, gluten-free, 35 calories, very, very low in artificial sweeteners, no sugar substitutes. And Luke Anderson, how the heck did you get into this industry? And welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me back, Frankie. I'm actually not the CEO. I'm just a co-founder without a job title. And I prefer it that way. It would be too much stress to have that chief executive officer thing on an email signature.
Yes.
But my friend Jake, who is the CEO, and I, we founded the company 3 years ago, and we both were very problematic alcohol drinkers in our mid-20s, and we wanted to design something that could help us to moderate or reduce our alcohol consumption and also provide a safe and approachable entry point into cannabis, which we found to be intimidating because of, the typical stories of pot brownie, coughing too hard off of a joint, and being too high is unpleasant. So we're trying to solve two problems at once, ramp down alcohol, and slowly but surely find your way in a new, healthier path.
So, Luke, it's been quite the ride. Quite the ride you guys are on.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger. We had a pretty good year last year. We celebrated 1 million cans, and we are just about on the cusp of our 10 millionth can, which means that people are definitely enjoying them. And this, alcohol substitution pain point, it's utterly relatable. Very, very common for people. 8 out of 10 adult drinkers say they want to drink less, and this product is something for those 8 out of 10.
I think that a lot of people are looking to get a fresh start for the new year. And maybe they want to have a dry January, or maybe they just want to cut back on their alcohol consumption. They've been doing a little too much partying. Very similar to what you guys went through and what you did. You actually created a company, but tell us how it works. How does it work?
How a dry January, or what we call a canuary, works, or how does the actual product get made?
So how does it work? So there's absolutely no alcohol in your products.
Yep, zero alcohol. And what we do is we create a cocktail that tastes like something you would order at a fancy bar. But instead of having a shot of vodka in it or two, we add an emulsified THC and CBD slurry, and it dissolves in the water, and you barely notice that it was there. But because THC and CBD are oils that are derived from cannabis, it's encapsulated in something that is more reactive to the water than the lining of the cans, and that gives you the same sort of take the edge off that ounce of alcohol might, but with a lot of the harmful effects of alcohol just eliminated. No hangovers, no bloating, no regrets. It's more of a take the edge off that you can enjoy guilt-free.
I love that. I love that you're doing this. And tell us what the upside of this is, because I don't think people realize how addictive alcohol is. And then they might be asking, but what about THC? Is that addictive as well? Well, anything can be addictive. There's no doubt about it. But what do you say?
Totally. I mean, I used to be addicted to the television show 30 Rock. There's something about watching Tina Fey and her brilliant comedy that just made me, you know, hours and hours of reruns. If you depend on something too much, no matter what it is, it can be addictive. There are a lot of studies that show that cannabis is much less addictive than other controlled substances. And one of the main arguments for legalization is that it's a habit that does not spiral out of control for most people. Now, that's not true for everyone. There are marijuana anonymous groups that are very active and that provide support for people that have, you know, a habit of getting too high too many days out of the week. But I think the Alcoholics Anonymous community is much, much larger because that problem is much more endemic.
Yes, absolutely. How do you educate people to use your product? Because it's a drink, and they may not be aware of how it can hit you and what the effects are, driving and all of those things.
We like to just tell people it's just like having a drink of alcohol, and you should think about doing any activity the same way that you would after having a drink of alcohol. You can probably drive a car after having a beer. You probably should think twice after having three alcoholic beverages over the course of a few hours, and anything more than that, don't get behind the wheel. I think there are no breathalyzers for THC, but I like to recommend to people that if you feel too intoxicated to move around and socialize, then don't operate heavy machinery. But you can certainly have one or two cans and drive a distance safely.
How many milligrams in a can?
There's two types of cans. So there's a 2-milligram THC can that has 4 milligrams of CBD, which rounds out the intoxication effect and reduces a little bit of anxiety. We don't think CBD is that effective on its own, but when you combine it with THC, it does create a unique feeling. Now, we also have, for people that do not want CBD at all, we have a 5-milligram THC slightly taller can, which we call the High Boy. Playfully reminiscent of the tall boy, but also reminds you that you do get high from this and potentially higher quicker than the 2-milligram cans.
So I'm loving that you are so innovative and that you're doing this. It's CANN. What are your goals for this industry for 2022, Luke?
My goals for the industry is that the cannabis industry has rallied around coherent messaging that helps usher in a legalization effort that actually works. I think the American voters are behind it. I think even in states where cannabis is not legal, even for medicinal purposes, more than half of the people you talk to are starting to turn the tide personally. And I think if this year a number of brands in the cannabis industry, can being one of them, are successful and achieve scale, then the consumer will start to look at it just like they do alcohol. When you think about alcohol, you think Bud Light, you think Jim Beam. But when you think about cannabis, you think about a plant right now. And unfortunately, it takes resonant brands that consumers can wrap their heads around to, you know, understand something. And there's still so much misunderstanding and confusion related to cannabis. And for that, there's still a stigma.
Absolutely. I know that interesting story broke about Whoopi Goldberg. Have you heard about this story?
No, I have not. I mean, I love her.
Well, Whoopi has her own line of affordable CBD products. And apparently, some of the sponsors of her daytime show, The View, are very upset with her. And very upset with her product and her being so vocal and verbal about her product. So it's very interesting. It's an interesting time because there are many threats to the industry, to the cannabis industry, as we both know.
The biggest threat of all is consumers being confused. And I think any anger at Whoopi Goldberg around a very innocuous CBD related product, and I'm not even familiar with it, but anything that's just CBD, it's no more dangerous or harmful than a spirulina cookie or rubbing lavender oil on your temples to relax. It's
right.
The non-intoxicating part of the
right.
plant.
Exactly.
People just think,
absolutely
think that it's, you know, just like, you know, the three-letter acronym related to cannabis, and so they misunderstand it, and they often lump it together with THC.
Hey, we have to take a quick break. Luke will be back in just a moment to close the show with us. Luke Anderson, give us the website as we take a quick break.
Shop.drinkcan.com, or if you're not in any of the five states you're in, just drinkcan.com with two N's to learn more.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey, will return in just a moment.
What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes two honey sticks in the morning, two honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What you tried to say to me.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. We're having a conversation today with one of the co-founders of CANN, C-A-N-N is how they spell it, Luke Anderson. You're not the CEO, but you are one of the people that is behind the brand. We welcome you back, and we're talking about 2022, what some of the goals are, what you would like to see happen. What are some of the other issues that you would like to see tackled in 2022 besides legalization, which we all want?
I mean, there's a lot of infighting within the cannabis industry because the industry is so immature. And I think you start with the growers having all the power, then the processors do, then the manufacturers and the distributors and the retailers, and ultimately the brands, I think, are the things that the consumers will remember the most. But we are still at a stage in the industry where the distributors and the retailers are fighting for control, and nobody is really making any money, but there's a lot of money going into things that aren't working. I think that it's probably, you know, time for another shakeout of players that don't have strong brands or sound business models, because when there are a few players that are really strong and that deliver on a customer's promise, it's going to be a much more efficient place. And when it becomes more efficient, then the people that are showing up to dispensaries and walking out confused, they will be less confused. They will feel like there are a higher quality set of products that meet their needs and don't accidentally walk out with a 100-milligram chocolate bar that reminds them of that traumatic experience they had in college.
Oh, yeah.
But that happens.
Let's
every day.
Hope not. That it does. It does. I have to say, I love what you're saying, and one of my biggest complaints about the CBD industry and some of the THC facilities is that they're not really, no one's really talking about the dosing, the way you need to dose and how you need to hydrate and how to tricate. I mean, we don't talk enough about that. Go slow and all of that. It's such important information. But consumers are left in the dark. I mean, they're just really left out in the cold when it comes to the dosing information most times.
Completely. If you went to a liquor store and you said, oh, I'm looking for a drink to, you know, have it at a party with some friends, it's a very different experience if they hand you a six-pack of light beer and if they hand you a bottle of grain alcohol. And we are at a place in the cannabis industry where people are being handed 50 times the strength of what they need and just being told to deal with it. We'll have a much healthier perspective on it as a society when people understand that maybe you should start with 2 milligrams before you even think about trying 5, which is a lot less than 10, which is a lot less than 100.
Yeah, I like that. Absolutely. And I know you're passionate about the prison reform as I am. This is such an ongoing mess in this country that there are people for decades still in prison.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a network of black and brown operators in the cannabis industry who have educated us, or who have at least begun the process of educating us as a white-owned cannabis brand about what you bare minimum need to do if you are operating in the legal market. And we are still at the beginning stages of having an impact, but, you know, we donate 1% of our revenues to organizations that foster black and brown entrepreneurship in the industry. We don't yet turn a profit, but I think just being existing with revenue, you do need to redistribute that and put it in the hands of black and brown entrepreneurs that do not get the same treatment by the venture capital community. And, you know, that's just money. There's also partner selection, making sure that you choose equity operators whenever possible at every element of the value chain. And also use your brand marketing to promote the work that's being done by others who don't have the same reach. And so, you know, we have that embedded in our brand DNA from day one, and we hope that as we get larger, that impact will be more transformative for the industry, and hopefully we'll be in a world where the records have all been expunged and no state legalizes without having a real rock solid equity program.
When do you think you start to show a profit?
Probably another, you know, year or two. There are certain states, like California, we have started to show a profit, and it's because we've been operating there for 2.5 years. You know, new markets like Illinois and Canada for us, I think will take another couple years before we get there.
Yeah. I think people think it's a quick, rich industry, and we hear so often it really isn't.
No, it's a long game. But if you can survive the bumps in the road, then I think you definitely stand to gain a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I would think so. I would think so. What is your wishes again? One more piece that you would like to see changed in 2022 in the industry?
We work with a lot of celebrities to promote our brand. And I think that I would like to see more entertainers, people with really big platforms who are family friendly, being bold enough to say cannabis is not weird, or you should not look at this any differently than you do alcohol. We just did a really cool campaign with Kate Hudson and basketball player Baron Davis, and they actually mix can with a shot of vodka playfully. And even though there's something that seems a little off about that, we actually quite like it because it equates the two. And it says that in moderation, you know, everything is possible.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Everything is possible. And we so appreciate your coming on as someone who's been so passionate about educating us. And give us the website how people can find out more about CANN, and it's CANN, please.
Follow us on Instagram at drinkcann with two N's, or drinkcann.com.
And the states you're legal in, real quick.
California, Nevada, Illinois, Arizona, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Canada as recently as January.
Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Luke Anderson. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as always, smile.
Smile through your tears and sorrow. Smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.